You're listening to Full Circle Weekly News, news of the open source community presented by Full Circle Magazine. These articles are compiled by Eric the Unready, and I'm your host, Moss Bliss. This is episode 442, covering week 48, November 24th to 30th, 2025. The Graphene OS project, which develops an alternative open-source firmware based on Android aimed at enhancing security and ensuring privacy, faces the threat of prosecution from French law enforcement due to its inability to analyze the contents of the smartphones of arrested criminals. A statement released by Graphene OS representatives warned of the threat of server seizure and developer arrest by French law enforcement if the project refuses to cooperate and add a backdoor. Consequently, the project has decided to leave France, terminate its service with the French provider OVH, and relocate its servers to another country. The servers powering the Mastodon, Discourse, and Matrix platforms will be moved to Canada, and the website will be transferred to the German provider NetCup. The project will no longer have developers working in France or attending conferences in France. However, despite attempts to discredit the project, use of the Graphene OS platform remains legal in France, and Graphene OS services will remain available to French users. The Blender Foundation has released Blender 5.0, a free 3D modeling package suitable for a variety of tasks related to 3D modeling, 3D graphics, computer game development, simulation rendering, compositing, motion tracking, sculpting, animation, and video editing. The code is distributed under the GPL license. Pre-built builds are available for Linux, Windows, and Mac OS. Blender 4.2 and 4.5 LTS branches are also supported, with updates expected until July 2026 and 2027, respectively. Topping the list of improvements, a new color management system implementation with integrated support for high dynamic range and wide gamut color spaces was introduced. It provides the ability to display, read, and export wide gamut and HDR colors for images and video. New display modes have been added that support ACES 1.3 and 2.0 Academy color encoding system, as well as the Rec.2100-PQ/Rec.2100-HLG and AGX HDR profiles, which can be used for integration with professional film production systems and for displaying content on HDR-enabled displays. Using HDR on Linux requires running Blender in a Wayland-based environment and enabling a backend that utilizes the Vulkan Graphics API. Eric Migakovsky, founder of Pebble Technology, announced the release of the missing Pebble Watch software source code. All applications required for the Pebble smartwatch can now be built from source code. Previously, approximately 95% of the software components were open source. The final step, filling the remaining 5%, was the publication of the code for the mobile app for Android and iOS, as well as the LibPebble 3 library it uses, which provides functionality for interacting with Pebble wearables. The mobile app code is written in Kotlin and distributed under the GPL 3.0 license. The code for the Pebble OS operating system used on smartwatches was open-sourced by Google in January 2025, following its acquisition of Fitbit. Since then, over 1,000 changes and improvements have been made to the Pebble OS code base with community input. The developer tools and the implementation of a catalog for distributing apps and screen themes installed on smartwatches are also open-sourced. ROSA, Scientific and Technical Center for Information Technology, has released the ROSA Fresh 13.1 distribution, built on the ROSA 13 platform. The distribution is freely available and developed with community participation. This release has targeted a wide range of users and will form the basis for the ROSA Chrome 13 Enterprise distribution. Builds with the KDE and GNOME desktops for the x86-64 architectures are available for download. The repository includes packages for the AR64, E2KV4, i686, Loang Arch 64, RISC-V64, and x86-64 architectures. Oracle Linux 9.7, a distribution built on the Red Hat Enterprise Linux 9.7 package base and fully binary compatible, is now available. ISO installation images designed for the x86-64 and ARM64 AR64 architectures are available for download. Oracle Linux 9 offers unlimited and free access to a YUM repository with binary package updates that fix errata and security issues. Separately maintained repositories with the application stream and code-ready builder packages are also available for download. In addition to the RHEL package based on kernel 5.14, Oracle Linux offers its own kernel, Unbreakable Enterprise Kernel 8.1, based on Linux kernel 6.12 and optimized for running Oracle industrial software and hardware. The kernel source code, including a breakdown of individual patches, is available in Oracle's public Git repository. The Unbreakable Enterprise kernel is installed by default, positioned as an alternative to the standard RHEL kernel package, and provides a number of advanced features such as dtrace integration and improved ButterFS support. Aside from the additional kernel, Oracle Linux 9.7 and RHEL 9.7 are completely identical in functionality. The Raspberry Pi Project has released a new version of Raspberry Pi OS distribution, November 24, 2025. The distribution is based on Debian 13 and contains approximately 35,000 packages in its repository. The desktop environment is based on the LabWC composite server that uses the WLRoots library from the Sway project. Three builds are available for download: a minimal version for server systems, a basic desktop version, and a full version with an additional set of applications. Builds are available for 32 and 64-bit architectures. An update has also been created for the older Raspberry Pi OS release, Legacy, built on Debian 12. The Classic Industrial Desktop Environment, CDE 2.5.3, has been released. CDE was created in the early 1990s through the joint efforts of Sun Microsystems, HP, IBM, DEC, SCO, Fujitsu, and Hitachi, and for many years served as the default graphical environment for Solaris, HP UX, IBM AIX, Digital Unix, and UnixWare. In 2012, the Open Group released CDE 2.1 under the LGPL license. The CDE source code includes an XDMCP-compatible login manager, a user session manager, a window manager, the CDE front panel, a desktop manager, an inter-process communication bus, a desktop toolkit, tools for developing shell and C applications, and components for integrating third-party applications. Building requires the Motif interface library, which was converted to open source following the release of CDE. Collabora has published their Collabora Office, an edition of Collabora Online adapted for standalone use on desktop systems. Builds are available for Linux as Flatpak, Mac OS, and Windows. A separate developer edition, Collabora Office Development Edition, is also available. The desktop office suite, previously distributed by Collabora based on the classic LibreOffice, has been renamed Collabora Office Classic. Collabora is a key contributor to LibreOffice development, contributing new features developed for Collabora Online and Collabora Office to the core LibreOffice. Collabora Online and Collabora Office are fully open source under the MPL 2.0 license. Distinctions from Classic LibreOffice and Collabora Office Classic include the complete removal of Java components, simplified settings, different defaults, and a more modern user interface using JavaScript, WebGL, and CSS instead of VCL widgets. Collabora Office matches LibreOffice in document format support. It includes editors for documents, spreadsheets, presentations, vector graphics, and diagrams. Database components on the macro editor have been removed. The ability to run macros remains. The AV Linux 25 distribution has been released, containing a selection of applications for creating and processing multimedia content. The distribution is based on the MX Linux package base and the KX Studio repository, which features a collection of audio processing applications and additional custom packages, Polyphone, Shuriken, Simple Screen Recorder, etc. The distribution can run in live mode and is available for the x86-64 architecture. The Linux kernel in AV Linux comes with a Liquorix patch set to improve system responsiveness during audio processing. Enlightenment and Moksha are offered as user environments. The distribution includes Ardor, Ardor VST, and Harrison Mixbus digital audio workstations, the Blender 3D system, Cinelera, OpenShot, and Lives video editors, and tools for converting multimedia file formats. During installation, you can choose to use Sys via NIT or Systemd. The distribution comes with a detailed illustrated manual. It's PDF, 72 pages. Redis 8.4, a NoSQL database management system, has been released. Redis provides key/value storage capabilities expanded to support structured data formats such as lists, hashes, and sets, as well as the ability to execute server-side handler scripts in Lua. The project's code is written in C and distributed under the AGPL v3 license. Data management commands include increment, decrement, standard list and set operations, union, intersection, key renaming, multiple selections, and sorting functions. Two storage modes are supported: periodic data synchronization to disk and maintaining a change log on disk. The latter guarantees complete preservation of all changes. Master-slave data replication across multiple servers is possible, implemented in non-blocking mode. A publish/subscribe messaging mode is also available, creating a channel from which messages are distributed to clients via subscription. MiniOS 5.1.0, a distribution based on Debian 13 Trixie that runs directly from a USB drive, has been released. The graphical environment is based on XFCE. The distribution reuses a modular architecture, allowing for customized configurations by removing and adding components to tailor the system to specific needs. This release is available in three editions. Standard AMD 64 is a compact build for everyday tasks. It features high performance and a clean interface. It includes a web browser, file manager, text editor, archiver, multimedia multimedia capabilities, and specialized mini OS utilities for system installation, configuration, module management, and storage management. Toolbox AMD 64 is a specialized Linux distribution for maintaining, diagnosing, and restoring computer systems. It includes tools for disk management, network diagnostics, data security, system testing, support for various file systems, and virtualization. It is designed for system administrators and technical specialists. Ultra AMD 64 is an advanced suite of software tools designed for both computer systems maintenance and diagnostics, as well as a wide range of office tasks. It includes all the features of Toolbox plus an office suite, multimedia applications for working with graphics, audio, video, as well as containerization tools. NIRI 25.11, a compositing server, has been released. It implements a tiling layout similar to the GNOME extension PaperWM, grouping windows into an infinitely scrolling ribbon. Opening a new window expands the ribbon, while previously added windows remain unchanged. The project relies on the Wayland protocol, but allows running X11 applications using the X-Wayland DDX server. The project's code is written in Rust and licensed under the GPLv3 license. Packages are available for Fedora, NixOS, Arch Linux, and FreeBSD. Virtual desktop tops in NIRI are dynamically created and, similar to GNOME, are arranged vertically. The ribbon rotates horizontally while the ribbon rotates vertically. Each monitor can display an independent set of virtual desktops. Touchpad gestures can be used to switch between desktops and windows. When a monitor is disconnected, the virtual desktop layout is remembered and transferred to the remaining monitor, and when the monitor is reconnected, it is restored to its original state. Configuration is handled through a configuration file, allowing you to change parameters like frame width, margins, display modes, and window sizes. Changes made to the configuration file are applied automatically without restarting the composite server. 4M Linux 50.0 is now available. It's a minimalist user distribution that isn't a fork of other projects and uses a graphical environment based on the JWM window manager. 4M Linux can be used as a live environment for playing multimedia files and solving user tasks, as well as a disaster recovery system and a platform for running mini servers. A live image x86-64 with a graphical environment and stripped-down console build x86-64 are available for download. Solus 4.8, a Linux distribution not based on other distributions, has been released. It develops its own installer, package manager, and configurator. The Budgie desktop was previously part of the distribution, but it has now been spun off into an independent project. The next branch, Solus 5, will be developed using Aran OS technologies. The project's code is licensed under the GPLv2 license, and C and Vala are used for development. Builds are available for the Budgie, GNOME, KDE Plasma, and XFCE desktops for x86-64. The distribution follows a hybrid development model whereby major releases are released periodically, introducing new technologies and significant improvements, and in between major releases, the distribution evolves using a rolling package update model. Endeavor OS 25.11 Mercury was released. It continues the development of the AnterGhost project and aims to provide a simple way to install Arch Linux with the desktop environment of your choice. The desktop environment's internals match the project's original distribution. The distribution offers a simple installer for installing the basic Arch Linux environment based on the Calamaris toolkit. KDE, Default, Mate, LXQT, Cinnamon, XFCE, GNOME, Budgie, and the i3BS PWM and Sway tiling window managers are available for installation. Work is underway to add support for the Qtile and OpenBox window managers, as well as the UKUI, LXDE, and Deepin desktops. One of the project's developers is developing their own window manager, Worm. You've been listening to the Full Circle Weekly News. For more details, see the next issue of the magazine at fullcirclemagazine.org or check the links in the show notes. You can contact me at bardmoss@pm.me. I'll see you next week.